Welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings, events of interest in our community. Here's your host, Drew Mello.
Joining me today is Andy Bowler, President and CEO of Indian River Habitat for Humanity. The mission of Habitat for Humanity is to make available decent, affordable homes for low-income families. Bowl to Build, Habitat's annual fundraiser to benefit their scholarship program, will take place on Sunday, October 14th at 1 p.m. at Vero Bowl. Andy, welcome to Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you for having me on, Drew.
I think a lot of us are used to seeing the end result of all your hard work. Mm-hmm. A very happy family about to take possession of their new home. But run me through the process before the family gets there.
Habitat is, as you know, an ecumenical Christian ministry that works in partnership with people from all walks of life and faith. And the premises that we look for when we take on a family is, firstly, it has to be a demonstrated need for housing. That could be overcrowding, deplorable housing conditions, or paying more than 30-40% of their income on rent. And then they have to do the sweat equity. When they're into our program, in our affiliate, we require at least 300 hours of sweat equity. And then they have to attend educational classes on budgeting, finance, home maintenance, and so forth. And then at the end of the day, there's that no interest, no profit mortgage that has to be repaid. So those are the key factors of getting a family into the program. It's a hand up, not a handout. It is for anyone that's in need. We don't give away the houses, and we don't use government money to build Habitat homes.
And how many homes will you build in a typical year?
Our affiliate, and we're all independent affiliates, the one in Indian River County, we're doing about 30 homes a year. About 20 of those are new home constructions from the ground up, and others, because of our economy at the moment, we have a lot of foreclosure homes in our county, so we're buying those up or distress selling homes and fixing them up and then recycling them back into the affordable housing market.
I'm speaking today with Andy Bowler, President and CEO of Indian River Habitat for Humanity. If there's any endeavor that screams volunteers, it would be Habitat for Humanity. How can people get involved with you?
Firstly, they can go on our website at irchabitat.org and click on the volunteer page there, and it'll give you lots of opportunities to be involved. And then we have these habitours that come along every now and again, and we've got one coming up here in November, November the 10th, where people can come to our office, we'll give them breakfast, they'll see a video and get an overview of Habitat, and then jump on a bus, and we'll take them through the area of need, and then they can get to see a construction site. We won't require that they hammer and nail that day, but we'd love to have them come back. And so there's lots of opportunities, too, with Habitat that you probably don't think of.
Bowl to Build is coming up on Saturday, October 14th, and these are for scholarships? How does that work?
Right. The scholarship program is something that we introduced about 3 years ago. Our families, most of them have never been to college. Kids are having a difficult time even just staying in school. So we wanted to encourage our homeowner kids, firstly, to stay in school. And so we provide some assistance with after-school mentoring programs, like the Boys and Girls Club, the Gifford Youth Activity Center. And then we start to also introduce the idea that kids could go on to post-high school university or college or trade schools. And we will provide scholarships up to the tune of about $1,000 per semester.
You're a former coal company president. What has it meant for you to transition to a second life where you're building homes for other people?
It's been an exciting journey, in actual fact. It feels like a tiger by the tail at times, but for the last 12 years, I certainly felt that very enriched, very blessed. To be able to bring people from all walks of life together to solve a problem, those that have the means as well as those without means, and to see the smiles not only on our homeowners and their families' faces at the dedication of a home, but also the volunteers and the donors that have been involved. So I enjoy going to work every day. It's been a real blessing.
I've been speaking today with Andy Bowler, President and CEO of Indian River Habitat for Humanity. If you'd like to find out more about the work that they're doing, as well as Bowl to Build, there'll be a link to their website on our website, WQCS.org. Andy, thanks so much for coming in today and joining me on Treasure Coast Happenings.
Thank you, Drew, for having me down here.